Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study on the home, we were talking about the fact that a lack of separation will lead to conformity to the world. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, we see a living principle for the home. It says, "Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." In other words, flee that which stirs up youthful lust. There are bad influences which become temptations to the home. I can remember as a teenager, as a young child, and I went from kindergarten through high school in a public school. Now, in those days, in the 50s and 60s, we didn't have many Christian schools like we do today. But as I look back, it was ungodly relationships that I had in school. Although I was and am responsible for my own decisions, I allowed ungodly relationships to have an influence on me. And as I spent more time with the world system, I had my good manners corrupted, so to speak. And yet, I went to a public school when they read the Bible, when they prayed. You see, we spend more time in the worldly environment each week than we do in church. Isn't it interesting? We act as if 3 or 4 hours of church each week is being a fanatic, and yet people will watch more TV than that in just one day alone, and they don't consider it fanatical. If your children gripe about going to a youth group or another church function, or they go to where they rock and roll and do not have dress standards in the church, my friend, your teenager has developed an appetite for worldly things. Don't feed that appetite in any way. Sometimes people say, well, at least they're going to church. Listen, if the church is doctrinally wrong, if that church rocks and rolls, they can become contented in a church like that, and they'll never go right. You see, Satan parades as an angel of light, and sometimes the deception of a church is strong enough that its power is much greater in the damage that it does than somebody who's just way out and out carnal and has nothing to do with the church. So it is a terrible, it's an ungodly, it is a rebuke. It is something that makes God want to vomit, and that's putting it in hard language. When we say, well, at least they're going to church, when the church isn't doctrinally right, no, that is completely wrong, my friend. And don't let Satan catch you up with that terrible philosophy. Don't be fooled by him, my friend. I would hate to think of any of our listeners to this radio broadcast being so deceived by the devil. And you know, we always feel so foolish when we realize that we've been deceived. And boy, many people, it'll be when they get at the judgment seat of Christ, they'll realize how much they allowed themselves to be deceived by the devil. And this is one of those areas. So if your children are wanting to go to that youth group where they rock and roll, you put your foot down and you have some standards about you, and you take the stand you ought to stand. And by the way, There are young people that attend public schools, and they turn out very strong for our Lord. But let me also say, that's not really the rule, okay? So often that's the exception. And we find that really for each one that turns out strong, there have been thousands to have succumbed to the lure of the world. And they're no longer in a fundamental church. And usually this one has to attend a church that is worldly at best, if they go at all. And so again, you know, have them in a good Christian school, but realize the bottom line is that young person has to make decisions on their own. And you can teach them rightly and they'll still make wrong decisions. However, if you'll teach them rightly, that'll always be in their heart and it will testify against their bad decisions. You see, it can happen in a Christian school. It can happen in a church youth group. Be sure to know who your children's friends are and determine the spiritual impact it's having on their lives. Now, it might hurt someone's feelings in the church if they ask you why you don't allow their child to associate with their child. But telling them it's not good for either child spiritually to be together is better in the long run than just trying to save them from hurt feelings presently. As parents, your Christianity needs to be genuine. It needs to be scriptural. Parents who attend church but do not live zealously for Christ in their daily life may contribute to producing a rebel. You see, many Christians are filled with the works of the flesh in the home instead of the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And against such there is no law. But when there is anger or jealousy or strife, uncleanness, self-centeredness, stubbornness, unkindness, when the main goal is to build your own self-esteem, when we have these bad attitudes of a mother against a dad or a dad against a mother or parents against children, it will often lead to the children blaming God. And what they see that is taught in church and how you live are two different things. You see, many Christians have a form of godliness by attending church and going through some of the motions. But the things of this world, things as possessions, sports, fashions, pleasures, hobbies, are actually their real love. And you can tell what a person loves by how they spend their non-working time. What they love will often occupy their time and their money. And the question to ask yourself is, do the children witness a genuine love for God and His righteousness? Let me give you some examples. Elvis Presley's mother was a churchgoer, but she also drank herself into an early grave. She also prayed to her dead son, who was Elvis's twin brother, who died at birth. She would pray to him. Her double-mindedness was a poor testimony to her son, Elvis. Elvis's father claimed to be a Christian, but he was a moonshiner and a drunkard, reportedly. Marvin Gaye's father was a preacher, but it's also alleged that he drank heavily. He rarely worked and would wear his wife's blouses and underwear and nylons. Marilyn Manson, whose real name is Brian Warner, attended an interdenominational Christian school and attended church at Ernest Angsley's. His father, who attended their Episcopalian church faithfully, according to Manson's autobiography, tried to take him to visit a prostitute when he was a teenager. He and his wife always would fight in front of him And the mother was a very jealous person, always accusing the father. And Manson reports that the grandfather always had pornography around the house. Now, in all three of these cases, whether it's Elvis Presley, Marvin Gaye, Marilyn Manson, in each home, they claimed Christ. Now, my friend, obviously, that is not the Holy Christ of the Bible, even though they may have been around churches that claimed the same. You must realize your child is responsible before God. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, that is about what is taught. You teach your child what he should do. You should teach him doctrine. You should teach him principles of living, of righteousness, of ethics, all built on the Word of God. And as that child grows older and he has a free will, he may depart from those things. But if you teach it to him, if you teach him what is right, it'll always be in his heart as a witness. It'll always prick his conscience. He won't be able to depart from it. And so you teach them, and then you live it in front of them, and it will enforce that teaching. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 11 says, even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Now, when it says even a child, it shows that God holds a child responsible for their behavior. And if a child will shoplift, that child knows he's doing wrong. I used to work in a store where I would work security sometimes, and I'd stand behind a two-way mirror that was on a second floor above the first floor and watch the first floor. And sometimes I would see little children, 7, 8 years old, and they would look right, left, every direction they could, and then they'd put something in a shirt or in a pocket somewhere. And they'd only be about 6 or 7, 8 years old. Now, we say, well, you know, they're children, they don't know better. Well, the child knew to look around. When do we know to check on our children? When do we know to check on them? Even when they're 3 and 4 years old, it's when they get quiet. When they get quiet, you know that child is probably into something they should not be into. You see, parents and church have a powerful influence on children. But no one will stand before God in their place. God has given light in three ways: creation, conscience, and the scriptures. Free will calls on us to respond to that light. Now, creation and conscience will show that there is a creator and will even show that we're lost. It's only the scriptures that'll show us the way to be saved. Now, parents are responsible to raise their children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. But God also created them with a free will. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
stands my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.